The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, Julia Roberts.
She's got a beautiful smile. It's like a shark. I love that thing. Just go, can you imagine how long it takes to brush those teeth? That's a compliment.
Playing in Europe.
I invaded Europe and dominated three different countries.
Eli Manning.
He was such a good teammate. He doesn't get respect enough for that. I watched those games. I see that guy getting tossed around like a ridiculous guy.
Groin shots.
I played with American League. He got hit there. It's like a solar eclipse. I couldn't stop looking at it. I know it wasn't supposed to. Only on one, not both. Everything else just faded away. Just me and this testy.
The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On.
NHL name bars. So I'm going to read this tweet that Dean sent in. And I saw this earlier today, so it's on my mind. So here we go. Hey, what do you guys think with having the player's last name in the language of their heritage? I saw Ethan Bear's jersey on Twitter in his native language. And if you see you in Greek, Broberg in Sweden, you get the idea. It would be awesome and the same for the rest of the players. I think from a sales perspective, you'd sign a ton of extra jerseys. Dean, really well done. Well thought out text at 10-12-60. I think it's a good one. I saw this tweet, so if you didn't see it, it had his native tongue on the back of his jersey. It said 74, it was the same older jersey, but it had his name in his native tongue. So you could imagine, you know, either see you in Greek or Broberg in Swedish, or it would have been Yakupov in Russian, or, you know, Finnish for Mikko, the big guy, Koskinen. And I think this is a really cool thing they could do. Now, you probably can't do it all the time, but you have special nights where people could put it in, you know, whatever their mother tongue was, or whatever language they felt that, you know, would represent them. And it's a small detail. And listen, when you look at those jerseys, it's not a big deal to put a name tag off or take it on or take it off. But I think that it'd be really cool to show a little bit of individuality, and let them let each player express themselves in their way. I'm not talking about changing their name, like, you know, putting, whatever, Bringer of Rain or whatever onto your back. I think that this to me would be something that would be an interesting detail. And then you maybe could auction those jerseys off for charity. Every NHL team has a jersey off their back at the end of the year. But I think that this is one that maybe you have, whether it's for, whatever charity, maybe each player could pick their own charity that they wanted to go. But you have this night where these guys wear it for that night. I think it's just a really cool idea, and show that individuality of players. Again, we're not changing their names. They're not going to put in, you know, Bringer of Rain or, you know, Thunder Strut or whatever this thing is. So I'm kind of into it. I think it's a good idea. Connor, I'm not sure if you saw the Ethan Bear's jersey that was floating around on Twitter earlier today, but your initial thoughts on Dean, and his idea. We could kind of maybe change things up a little bit for the group.
Well, I think we got to talk about Thunderstride eventually. That's a pretty solid nickname. But it's Pro-Am Sports is doing it, and they have a Yamamoto one as well in Japanese. I saw it last night, and I tweeted about it, and I actually spoke to Matt Iwanek about it, and we said the same thing. I mean, there's not going to be Heritage Festival coming up, but you could do this instead almost, and like you said, use all the players with kind of how it would be spelled in their homeland, and I think that'd be very cool. Like, it, to me, it's a great idea, and yeah, it's not really what you talked about kind of was the MLB Players Weekend, when they would give themselves their nickname or their Twitter handle, whatever they wanted to have up there, but I think it'd be very cool, and these jerseys look great. I'm sure, if you haven't seen them, I'll put them up on our Facebook page, but they look really cool, and I would be behind it 100%. I think it'd be a very cool gesture to do.
Yeah, I really think it would be. I think it'd be something that is, you think about if you're, Ethan Bear, you know, somewhat unique in his heritage. You know, there's not a ton. But you look at the Swedish players, the Finnish players, Russian players, it just you know, there'd be a lot more of them. And, you know, you're free to represent whatever your background is, your heritage is. But I think it'd be something that'd be kind of cool. Like I like the idea, and it's thinking outside the box. And, you know, the Oilers are, you know, they're good at these types of things where they start up, kind of things out of nowhere. You think of the Heritage Classic, things like that. And I think that this would be a really neat thing to have to put in. So yeah, Dean, I really liked your text. I thought it was fantastic.